Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you for rejoining us after the break for our news today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking forward to completing this broadcast with you. We're talking about outrage, how we ought to be outraged as to what's taking place in our cities and counties and nation across the nation in the recruitment of your sons and our sons and daughters and our grandkids. We're talking with Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries. Raymond has been facing the bullets, as it would be called, because of taking a stand publicly before city council and in the news media about the drag queen story hour that's been taking place, and that we had through his help and through his assistance and stand that we're able to see canceled. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a looming problem today that's as bad, if not worse, than the drag queen story hour. And that is the organization called Jasmine. We're talking with Raymond Johnson. Raymond is the founder and president of Biblical Concepts Ministries. Raymond, let's continue our conversation. Give our listeners a little more detail about Jasmine, who they are, what they're doing, and why we as Christians and conservatives ought to stand up, speak up, and shout with a loud voice, we're outraged and we must stop it.
Exactly. So, as you said, you know, it didn't stop with just the drag queen story hour, even though we at least got that canceled for this year. But there's more to this, and we are literally by and large, we're in a work in progress. And so what we've discovered is, which actually Jasmine's been a passion of mine for several years, and I've just not had the opportunity to really take this on and try to do something about getting it out of our schools. So if you didn't understand, Jasmine is a local nonprofit, very, very well-funded, nonprofit organization that is operating in our public schools.
And, by the way, Raymond, if I could interject this, Jasmine is partially supported, and we'll talk about it in a minute about the tax dollars.
Right.
But things like the Jaguar teams funding Jasmine.
Right. I'm going to go through some of that.
All right.
So just explaining Jasmine and what they're doing, and then there's an event actually happening tomorrow, which is why we're talking about this, and we'll get to all those things. But let me just read you again for your listeners to understand the mission. Right on. Go to jasmine.org. That is Jasmyn. And again, that stands for the Jacksonville Area Sexual Minority Youth Network. What this group really is a homosexual child recruitment organization.
Yes, well,
this is exactly what their mission statement reads. Supports and empowers LGBTQ young people by creating safe space and providing health. Listen to this, health and wholeness services and offering youth development opportunities while bringing people and resources together to promote equality and so-called human rights. Now, listen to their vision. LGBTQ young people are affirmed in their identities, confident in their futures, and are a valued asset in the Northeast Florida community. So what that's saying, they're not here to help young people that have been sexually abused or they're confused or have same-sex attractions or have experimented in inappropriate sexual behavior. No, they're not there to help them. They are there, according to their own site, to affirm them.
Recruit them.
And recruit. And how are they doing it? You mentioned in the streets. They're not just in the street. This is the problem. They are in our schools, in our classrooms, there to recruit. If you know how it is with young people and teenagers. But so they're right there readily available. This is the key thing, with or without parental knowledge.
Yes.
So when your child, if they were, perhaps you know, people have children that are abused and they don't even know it yet, sexually abused. So something's going on with your child. They can go safely without parental knowledge to this organization made available by Duval County Public Schools or maybe surrounding counties. And they recruit them. You can show up at their, these children can show up, call a phone number, show up at their office doorstep, and they will take them. They provide housing and absolute train and recruit that you can live this lifestyle as a child. You can love and have sex with anybody you want to in any form or fashion, and that this is okay. And that's exactly what they're doing in our schools. Now, I was just going to give you a little more information from their website. So you can go straight to their, you mentioned some of the, you know, donors and things. You can go right there and see the Dolores Barr Weaver Fund. Of course, how interesting, the Halliburton Foundation, mm-hmm. big kind of globalist national group there. But, oh, look at here, City of Jacksonville. So now our city is funding this stuff, and we're working to help stop that.
Raymond, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the City of Jacksonville donates to the Jasmine Group somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 every year. Last year it was $70,000 mm-hmm. that was given of taxpayer money. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, here's where I am. If you own a home or a property that's taxable, mm-hmm. you might owe $10 and you can't pay the $10 or $100 in taxes, the city can take your property. But that tax money is used to fund programs like this, which steal, tear down, and destroy, undermine mm-hmm. our homes. In fact, here's a Facebook page quote from Franklin Graham. He says, transgender policies are causing chaos, confusion, stealing our privacy, stealing our children, and compelling speech, deception from the evil one, end quote. And so, Raymond, what we're finding is that we're literally fighting principalities and powers and wickedness in high places.
Absolutely.
We're facing the devil himself and facing the evil one. The evil one is wanting to tear down and destroy everything that God is wanting to do in our lives and in our families. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the recruitment of sons and daughters, recruitment of the kids off the streets, in the homes, and out of the classrooms right. for the sodomite lifestyle. And by the way, if you might be curious and maybe you've not listened to this broadcast before, the word sodomy and sodomites mentioned 38 times in the Bible. Homosexuality is not quoted one time in the scripture. So I'm using a biblical term. There's some people get a little cringy with that. Some pastors get a little cringy with it. Most pastors don't even want to address it from the pulpit. So if you're listening to me, dear pastor, I love you and I'm praying for you, but I want you to know we're in the last of the last days, and God calls us to stand and be salt and light. God calls us as Christians to stand and be salt and light. And that means that we need to stand with Raymond Johnson, Biblical Concepts Ministries, as Raymond stands and faces the point of the era, and standing before city council, standing before phony media that wants to tear him apart because of his stand on it, and the sodomites in it, supposed to be genteel, supposed to be those that are tolerant, are the most intolerant, unholy, ungodly, right. demonic group on the face of the globe, and yet we're allowing this to take place in our city and being funded by taxpayers, allowing the intrusion into our classrooms and robbing our families of the sons and the daughters, making renegades of our kids, causing them to think that somehow, some way, because they have sexual dysphoria, that they can be trained and recruited to be a person of a gender that God didn't create. Ladies and gentlemen, Raymond, God didn't make an error. God created male and female, created he them. Mm-hmm. He didn't create a him and a shim.
That's right. That's right.
Go ahead with your statement.
Well, just to bring it into, you know, we're telling everybody about Jasmine, but this is what's actually happening right now, this week, with Jasmine and the city of Jacksonville. I just wanted to let everybody know. So kind of what brought this on, you know, we had the Drag Queen Story Hour event going on in June for Pride Month. But in July, you had a kind of a changing of the guard with the city council. So you had some council people that came off the council and some new ones that were sworn in, and then they kind of go on a 2-week break kind of thing. So now that we have the new council, they're back to work. So we kind of have to pick this thing up. But so in the middle of this process of still trying to ensure that our city severs ties with Jasmine and does all these things, then I find out, okay, I was originally told by some council members that, well, this is kind of done and over, and we've handled it with the library and these things. But then I find out the downtown main library tomorrow at 5:30 is hosting this Jasmine organization, and they're having an event called Supporting LGBTQ Youth in Families, a panel discussion. And I wanted to read this right off. If you go to Facebook and you type in Jasmine and you see the Supporting LGBTQ Youth program, this is what you'll read. This is the detail section. I really won't take time to read this to you. What support do young people need as they identify their gender and sexuality? What about families who expand conventional definitions of family? So it's saying join Jasmine at the main library, host a panel discussion with LGBTQ teens. Teens. We're not talking about adults.
That's right.
So we're sitting them up in the Jacksonville library, teenagers that are committing homosexual acts and promoting this garbage with these children. This is why we're saying this is nothing more than recruitment. And it says together we'll discuss the importance of acceptance and inclusion in society. Okay. Now, I read on here, and I was trying to find it somewhere on here. It was announced right on their own site that the minors on the panel were, their names were not going to be released until the event, because some of the participants were minors and may not have came out to their parents or so-called faith leaders. They admitted it on their own site.
Admitted it. It is devious, to say the least. Ladies and gentlemen, you can join in this dialogue and discussion. Perhaps you have a question, a comment. Perhaps you disagree. Perhaps you have questions for Raymond that you'd like to know how you can become involved, what you can do to help. Dial 831-0917. 831-0917. That telephone number gets your call right through to the studios, right to our microphones. We can have the dialogue and discussion. I'd love to hear from you. You're listening. I want to know if you're concerned. You're listening. I want to know if you're going to be actively involved. You're listening. I want to know your response, whether or not you think that this is that we're off our center of where it should be, or whether or not you think this should be discussed. I would love to have you call 831-0917. Raymond, here's an article that I have in my hand. It says, drag queen admits he's grooming children as the story hour event. Dateline, Lafayette, Louisiana. Drag queens are deliberately grooming the next generation to accept LGBTQ ideology when they read to the children in public libraries at drag queen story hour events, U.S. drag queen admitted. Dalen Pontiff, a drag queen who helped organize one of these story hour events for children as young as 3 years old, Raymond, at Lafayette Public School Library, is shown in a video making the shocking admission that to the Lafayette County Parish Council in Louisiana. This is going to be grooming of the next generation, he said. We're trying to groom the next generation who would, when dressed in drag queen, goes by the name of Samantha Plaris Andrews. Pontiff said that as drag queen, he has performed in shows for adults and that he is compared to an R-rated film. He argued that he should be able to have access to children because as an adult, he knows how to filter himself and make his content PG. Unfortunately, the Drag Queen Story Hour program is turning public libraries into platforms that advance the transgender revolution, places where pro-homosexual activists are given access to your sons and daughters. Raymond, that's frightening.
Right. So, and by the way, I would encourage your listeners, just go to YouTube and Google Drag Queen Story Hour and look at some of these videos. If you type that in, that drag queen admits about grooming the next generation, it was a gentleman that was speaking at a city council meeting, or you can sit there and watching for several minutes, admit, quote, we are grooming the next generation of children.
And in some of these videos, Raymond, I've watched them also in some of these videos that you have online out there, the drag queen, where these drag queens, so-called, are either seated or lounging and allowing the toddlers, 2, 3, 4 years old, to come up and sit in their laps, to come up and hug them, and to allow the drag queens, as they're called, which are perverts, pedophiles, to fondle our sons and daughters.
Absolutely.
It is absolutely outstandingly stupid, and yet we're allowing it from a public standpoint. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, from a city level, a state level, a national level, we are allowing this recruitment to take place, and it is not going away. It is absolutely promulgating and prompting across America today those that would otherwise live normal lives to be perverted and destroyed by the perverts that are out there under the term of drag queen and now under Jasmine, where Jasmine is literally recruiting. Raymond, homosexuals, sodomites, cannot procreate.
Right.
The only way they can increase in number is by recruitment. And that's what we see taking place.
That's exactly right. And I was going to say just on the video thing, and then we'll move on. The latest video out, if you just Google it or go to YouTube, is a drag queen teaching children, small children in the library, to twerk. Now, I know some of the godly or more senior listeners might not know what that is. It's kind of a new pop culture shenanigans. But so twerking is an inappropriate dance move, basically shaking your rear end. And it was just, it's a horrible sight to see this drag queen man very perversely shaking his rear end in front of children in a sexually explicit way.
Yes.
is how you maneuver. It's the best way I can describe that. So it's definitely out of control. But I want to take a moment, Dr. Youngblood, and share what we can do and what's going on. So this meeting is tomorrow. At the Jasmine meeting is at the downtown library tomorrow, and that is 5:30 to 6:45. Well, that so while Jasmine is over here recruiting children, next door at City Hall is the city council meeting. So what we've done is we're calling for, I need some help. We need some folks to come and join us tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 6 p.m. in front of the main library downtown. That's right in front of Hemming Park, on a big sidewalk there, the main entrance, and it's also adjacent, as I said, to City Hall. Come and join us. Let's come and pray. Hold some signs up. Let everybody know that's driving by. Everybody will be coming out from their downtown offices at 5 and leaving. So let's let them know that we're going to help protect our children and make them aware of what's going on.
Raymond, so I'd like to see 1,000 people show up for that tomorrow.
Absolutely.
It is only in number, ladies and gentlemen, that our city officials recognize that there's a need to do something to stop this idiocy that's taking place.
That's
what's
right.
really happening, we're literally trying to change the Word of God. We're mm-hmm. trying to change God's normalcy to what that which is unhealthy, immoral, ungodly. They're trying to make it normal. Mm-hmm. In fact, American Family Association, Tim Wildman, this is what he says. The LGBTQ social political agenda seeks to replace God's truth about human sexuality with perversion as a societal norm. It has overtaken virtually every major American institution. The entertainment world, corporate America, education, and the government have all been infiltrated by this rebellion against God. While they have been widely successful in these institutions, they will not be satisfied until they have conquered the last one, and the last one, he says, is the church. Raymond, I've been saying for the past 30 years, the final agenda, the ultimate utopian agenda for the sodomite community, the LGBTQ community, is to penetrate the walls of the church and force the church, force the Christians to embrace and to say yes to the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, that's already happening.
Absolutely.
You've noticed every major denomination, have in some fashion embraced the sodomite lifestyle. In fact, very recently, J.D. Greer, the now president of the Southern Baptist mm-hmm. Convention, has said that the LGBTQ, the sodomite lifestyle, is no different than gluttony. It's no greater mm-hmm. sin than gluttony, and goes on to say we need to embrace it. Recently, there was a pastor, Jonathan Harris, I can't think of
Josh
his name.
Josh Harris, yes.
Josh Harris, that just left the pulpit, said he surrendered his Christianity, and now he's up in Canada, and just recent news about it, he's embracing the sodomite lifestyle, involved in one of the sodomite parades up there.
Right,
and
left his wife.
Yeah, and divorced his wife.
So what's next? I mean, is there a coming out announcement from Harris?
I think the next thing for Harris is a coming out announcement that that's who he is and what he's doing. This article further says with Tim Wildman, he says, while we as the churches, we have watched and we've totally ignored the biblical mandate to equip saints for the ministry and God's unchanging call to holiness for Christ followers. The love of God has been twisted to manipulate the church into embracing all manner of wickedness. Yet the scripture tells us that God's love does not delight in evil, but he rejoices in the truth. And so, Raymond, I find that when you tell the truth, when I tell the truth, the Sodomite community and those that hate God want to come out and somehow destroy the truth and say no to the truth.
That's right.
Further give, Raymond, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Raymond Johnson. Raymond is the founding the president of Biblical Concepts Ministries. And in just a moment, we got a caller on the line. After we finish with this caller, Raymond, I want you to tell us further about what the people need to do. I want it to be a challenge to our citizens to become involved. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question and the comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood and Raymond. This is Don Redmond. I just want to thank both of you for what you're doing and what you do. I have been involved with the school system for many years and very familiar with the attempt to infiltrate our children in the schools. I know at several of our public schools, we have a resource center where kids can go that are having problems, and today they are bringing in the homosexual kids or kids that are searching for something in their life and showing them that way of life.
So, and yet, Don, you would agree with me. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. By the way, thank you for your call. I'm delighted that you can join in this dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're to understand is we're allowing these to come into our schools and recruit sodomites for a sodomite lifestyle, and yet Christian organizations, Christian clubs, Christian Bible clubs so often are denied and rejected and refused places at the table in our public school system. Don, what do you say to that? How do we respond to that? How should we as Christians respond? What do you see as the answer to that?
Well, Christians have got to take a stand. We've got to get Christians more involved. As I'm running for a school board, so we need more.
Amen.
We need somebody in the Arlington area that will take a stand to run for school board. We need somebody in the Mandarin area that will run for school board that will take a stand. We need people that have the.
Well, Don, I've got enough hats. I can't do that. So go ahead.
We're glad you're running for school board.
Yeah, but,
thankful for
but
Don.
We need people that. Will take a stand and not afraid to take a stand when they get into that position. So many people will tell you they'll do things, and when they get elected to an office, they go along with the flow. So, you know, we don't need that. We've got those. So we need people that are willing to stand up for God, stand up for our country, stand up for our children. You were talking about the Jasmine Club. You know, they moved into the South Side now. They're working out of the Youth Crisis Center as well on Funeral Home Road. Where they bring kids that are having problems, run away from home or what have you. That's where I used to be a supporter of that. But
Don, let me ask you a question. As a former city councilman, the Youth Crisis Centers in Jacksonville, don't they receive taxpayer funds to fund those organizations?
Yes, they do, and they also have counselors that work at the full-service school resource centers at the schools.
So, well, Don, I believe as we're talking to Raymond, I believe what we need to do, Raymond and Don, I believe we need to circle the wagons, find out every one of these organizations that's sponsoring this immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle and recruiting our sons and daughters, and everyone that's getting one dime of taxpayer money. I would recommend that we come up with enough people that's willing to put their money where their mouth is and file a class action suit against the city of Jacksonville and individually name each one of the council members that's taking a stand for it, including the mayor's office, and say, we've had enough. We're outraged. That's what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. Outrage.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to get my 2 cents worth in, and I appreciate what y'all are doing.
All right. Don, brother, thank you for calling. God bless you, and we'll be praying for you in that run for office.
Amen. I'll be doing more than praying. I'll be acting. So
yes.
Thank you, Mr. Redmond. So speaking of these things, I am actually going to be meeting with a former state legislator, and I don't even know who the individual is, but I just had received a call, and somebody invited me to meet with somebody tomorrow, and I understand that there is a former elected official that is formulating a lawsuit against the state. And so I'll be looking to connect with that individual.
When you connect with that individual, connect them with me, and I'd love to interview them on this broadcast.
Exactly.
Raymond, we've got just a few minutes to go. Remind our listeners again what you want them to do, where they need to meet, and what the purpose of this meeting is for, and why we need to become involved, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr.
Here's something before you say that, Raymond, that a church sign that I recently read says, gradually the unthinkable becomes tolerable, then acceptable, then legal, then praised. And that's what we see the push for today.
That's exactly the order that we're in. So if you guys would like to do something with us, please join us. There's two things going on. So tomorrow, first of all, if you can't come or do, you can always call. You need to call the library. You need to contact city council and say that it's not enough to stop Drag Queen Hour. Stop funding Jasmine. Get them out of our schools and libraries. The library number is 630, very easy to remember, 630-1994. Show up tomorrow at 5 p.m. in front of the main city hall. Join us. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to go next door to the city council meeting. Come in the city council meeting at city hall. Fill out a blue speaker's card and come express your frustration with this and ask our council to stop any funding of Jasmine.
Raymond, give the people, get our listeners a contact number if they need further information from you that you can they can contact you directly.
So bcmaction.com, bcmaction.com, 338-4751, 904-338-4751. The event is on Facebook. Look us up, Biblical Concepts Ministries, and come to this event. You'll find it on Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to support Raymond in this. It's not supporting Raymond. It's supporting our city. It's supporting our families. It's supporting moms and dads. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get outraged and stay outraged until this thing is brought to a head and we have some control over it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about outrage about the celebration of little children in drag. I'm talking about getting outraged about drag queens dancing before our children, many of them in partial nudity. I'm talking about our children posing naked or nearly naked as drag queens and with drag queens. I'm talking about this is unacceptable, it's perverse, and we ought to get outraged. I beg you, I encourage you to become involved. Be outraged that we say no and yes to what God would have us to do. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issue.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.